Welcome, everybody, to Capes and Scowls. Episode, who cares? Because we have so many banked, I don't know which one it is. It's like 44 or 45. I'm Tim.
I'm Leander.
And I'm Olivia.
And we are at Leander's very, very awesome apartment.
Mm-hmm.
In downtown Collinswood.
Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm.
On the main strip.
On the main strip, where all the action is.
Yep.
People,
I used to live here.
Yeah. That wall was brown before.
There used to be a stain on the rug over there.
It's why you're not allowed to have pets now.
Everywhere I've lived so far, Olivia has lived. Previously. Even when I lived in Florida.
Especially Florida.
Especially Florida. That was her prime.
She moved every other month.
Yes.
So you can find us on Facebook. You can find us on iTunes. You can find most of us on Twitter. CapesandScowlsPodcast.com. You can email us, CapesandScowlsPodcast@gmail.com. And check out our YouTube, which is slowly growing. There's a lot of content on there that you would probably like if you enjoy our audio stuff. So check that out as well. And also, if you haven't checked out yet, I did for Superliminal Films, I did their Fireside Chat, which is on YouTube, which was a lot of fun. I really don't remember it well because I drank a whole bottle of wine. And if you want to know how that happened, go check that out. Superliminal Films. All right, that's all my plugging. I'm not plugging anything else.
Okay.
So how are you? People have been clamoring for you, and I told them no. I took Leander away from them. I said no. Bad. No. I rolled up a paper, and I hit the microphone in the nose.
In the nose, and rubbed its face in it.
I did. In the anti-Leander, I rubbed it in.
I don't even know how to podcast anymore. Like, what is this? I don't even know what to do. Do I just talk? Like, what happens?
I'll ease you in.
All right. Okay. I've heard that before. So, I just don't know.
It's a life-changing podcast for everybody.
Yeah, I guess things are good. I mean, I moved to Collingswood, which is why I haven't been on the podcast in a long time, you know? And that's a good reason. And so... With that being said, I just have been so busy and work and everything else, so haven't been much going on. So, but I love living in Collingswood and access to Philly and all that good stuff. So if you're in the Collingswood area, you know, look around until you see me. So, large black man. I mean, it's pretty, not that many people around here like that fit that description.
Yeah. If you want to hang out with Leander, just email us what you'd like to do with Leander.
Oh my gosh.
At capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. I will forward it to Leander and make sure he gets all his messages.
And associated fees for each of those activities.
Exactly. The raunchier, the better. Just so you know.
Stop it. Speaking of,
Speaking of raunchy, check this out.
So, alright, Here's a question back in Leander's Dating Corner.
Oh, people love
Leander's
that.
Dating Corner!
There you go, Doug.
Yep. It's just for Doug. Alright. How would you guys deal with a long-distance relationship?
Mm-hmm.
When that person has a lot of the qualities that you like, and they're geeky and nerdy, and all the things that you like and enjoy, and there's a lot of qualities in that you enjoy as well. And there's potential that sometime in the future, you could be living near where they are, but not right now. Is that something that you guys have ever experienced before? Inquiring minds would like to know.
I know. I don't know. It's tough because I know the furthest me and Cliff were living away from each other was like an hour, but we went to the same college, so we always met up somehow.
Yeah.
But,
so you had some physical interaction, at least, at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, do you just like, well, that person's there, I'm here, I'll just keep having fun like I normally do, and then if something happens, it happens. Or do you like, all right, I'm going to commit forever to this person who's forever away, and it may not ever work out?
It's tough, because you don't want to commit on that level, because... Like, you don't know what they're doing. I mean, you don't want to not trust them, but if you're that far apart, you sort of can't.
I agree.
So
I agree with that.
I think it depends on where you're at in life. and what your needs are. If you need physical altercations, so to speak, because I could never do long distance. I never have. Yeah. I never can. Mm-hmm. I can't do it.
Right.
I'm a very hands-on, physical kind of guy, you know? And I could never do that. But, like, everybody gets to that point where you're not having any sex, you're not having any physical relationship. Mm-hmm. So you hit a point where you're like, you don't need it. And you're just like, eh, I'm fine. Look at me. I'm so productive. I'm painting the walls. I'm getting everything done because I'm not wasting my time on relationships. So if you're in that mode where you're like, I'm actually enjoying getting all this stuff done and I'm not really focused on a physical side of a relationship, you could do a long distance because you aren't in need of any other kind of attraction.
It's interesting.
Yeah. That makes sense, too.
But I could never do that. But that's my logic. I would never.
As to why you can never do it.
I could never do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm married. Once a month is like,
stop.
If I'm lucky, it's terrible.
Which is basically a long-distance relationship. So you've already done it. You're
really,
doing it right now.
It's a really close long-distance relationship.
A very close long-distance relationship.
It's several rooms away. I'm on the couch. Yeah.
Okay, well, that's it. So there's people. There's people around.
Okay.
But that's one of them, is a long-distance one. But there's more people that are local, so.
Mm-hmm.
We'll dive into that another time.
Ooh, more dating core.
Yes.
Future dating core.
Yes, for Doug.
We love you, Doug.
All right.
All right.
Olivia, how's your life?
Ooh, good.
You really, the listener should just be here. It would be better if you guys were just here with us having fun.
You would have seen us trying to get the battery
out of
the fire alarm.
Yeah.
Because it was chirping.
Yeah,
yes.
It was chirping very loudly.
Could put the kibosh
how many,
on that.
How many Caves and Scales staff does it take to take a battery out of a fire?
Three
is the answer.
I have to stand on a stool.
Yes.
I won't break the furniture here.
We totally will.
We totally will. Yes. Yes.
And a butter knife the thing out of it.
But. And once we got the battery out, it was still hardwired in there.
Olivia came down and was like, "Oh, it's over, guys, we're done." And then beep.
It's like a horror movie.
It was like a horror movie in bed.
Indeed. I had just given up at that point. I said it's Chirpcast or whatever.
Chirpcast.
It's just gonna happen every so often.
But Olivia saved us.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Don't know what I would do without her.
I don't know. She's already, like, fixed your entire apartment.
She,
she really has. She came in.
Well, she
she's
used
like,
to live here, so.
Yeah.
She used to live here, so she knew what
she was maximum
going.
Efficiency.
Yes. I patched that one up.
Yep.
See that? That's me.
Yeah.
That used to be a big gaping hole.
Yeah, but then now it's just a crack in the wall.
Very good work. Very good work.
Now it's just a crack in the ceiling.
You should probably get that look.
I probably should call someone.
Oh, man. All right. Well, you guys want to do news?
Yeah, sure.
Stuff?
Yeah, let's do it.
Stuff
yeah.
and
yeah.
news and whatnot? All right. Well, I got some news, and it's mostly TV and cartoon and movie-related stuff. Actually, it's all TV and cartoon-related.
Oh.
What is CW Seed? I don't know what that is.
CW
That's
what?
That's for kids.
Is that like a whole channel for kids?
Yeah.
Okay. CW Seed will feature Freedom Fighters The Ray, a new DC animated series. Now, The Ray has been around forever, and he's never really been a very important character. He's always been kind of a background character.
Mm-hmm.
His powers are he flies and shoots energy beams, and that's about it. He's your standard I shoot energy beams kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that this is a kid's show, this is pretty groundbreaking in a couple ways. It's going to be... He got updated, probably was a year or two ago, by Grant Morrison, who is not known for being the most kid-friendly guy, the way he writes. Based on Grant Morrison and Jim Lee's Multiversity Mastermen comic. And he will be the first gay superhero to lead a show. So when they updated him, I guess they made him a gay character. I don't remember him being a gay character prior.
Gotcha.
Which is fine. But it's pretty cool that this is a kids network and they're making a gay character front and center on mm-hmm. this show. It's not a very, like, it would be cool if it was, like, a better, more well-known character, sure. but this is still pretty awesome, so.
Yeah. I mean, it's possible, too, just like with Sailor Moon and how Uranus and Pluto were never lesbians in the English version,
right.
but they were lesbians in the Japanese version. Mm-hmm. So, it could be like that, too, where they'll, like, he is gay, but, like, you'll never know, you know? You're not going to fly in and swoop in and save some guy, and they're going to kiss as they fly off into the sunset.
I hope they do.
Be like the ambiguously gay duo.
Yes.
Yes. Like...
Yeah, go Ernie and Bert. Just roommates.
That's great. So hopefully, this could be really cool, though. I'm actually
yeah,
really excited.
That's awesome.
See, I didn't know what CW Seed was. I assumed it was like a kids' network or whatever, mm. but...
Yeah,
that's
awesome.
That's really cool.
Hmm, we'll see how it pans out.
Yeah, Sailor Moon just never worked in the English version. Like,
yeah.
it just, like, it, they should have just left them as lovers, because it just would have made more sense. Because now I'm like, what were they? Were they relatives?
They were relatives, I think.
And it's like, all their interactions were really weird as relatives.
Yes, yes, it was very weird.
I'm like, this is weird.
Yeah. Especially Uranus.
Japan's
like,
weird.
Like, yeah. I'm like, right, like, what kind of I'm friends like, are they? What kind of family?
Like, what do they do in
Why
Japan?
Do they?
I don't understand. I'm learning about Japan through anime, which
right.
is probably my first mistake. But they have, like, tentacle monsters, right?
Right,
they
all
come
the time.
Out of the toilet and get you.
Yeah. The only thing great about the English version of Sailor Moon is the final battle between Queen Beryl and Sailor Moon. And there's this awesome song that's just
I
for the
vaguely
English version.
Remember that.
It was pretty hyped. I was pretty hyped when I saw it. That's all I'm saying.
I remember having to defend Sailor Moon when I was younger when it first came on. I'm like, Sailor Moon's awesome. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
It was like me and one other kid.
Well, because it came on right after or before Dragon Ball Z, so you just kind of
sure.
you can throw it in there like, oh, I just happened to accidentally watch it because I was waiting on Dragon Ball Z. I'm still manly.
I would watch any anime.
Yeah,
I
watch it. I didn't care.
You couldn't get anime back then like
That's
you
true.
Can now.
No.
Nobody thinks about that. Like, and what you had was usually like, really cheap bad series
oh,
that
yeah.
they could have the network could afford but
right.
it wasn't all Dragon Balls and things
right.
that endured mm-hmm. it was usually pretty craptacular stuff
right
or just really bad English dubs of way better shows
yeah
all right well
but we digress
so Sailor Moon's awesome go watch it go
mm-hmm.
watch it now right now pause us we'll wait
mm-hmm.
did you enjoy it Welcome back, Doug.
Welcome back,
Doug. Welcome back, Doug might have to be the name of the episode. Lance Hendrickson. Do you guys know who he is?
Nope.
Actor.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Aliens, Terminator, some of those straight-to-DVD Hellraiser movies.
Okay. All right.
The guy
I guess
who plays,
I see a generic person in my mind.
The guy who plays Bishop in Aliens, the android.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yep.
Barely remember.
Yeah.
He is going to play a character in Legends of Tomorrow.
Okay.
He's going to play Obsidian, which is the son of the original Green Lantern, Alan Scott, and the brother of Jade. It's an interesting choice of a character. He has been both hero and villain. He has powers of darkness manipulation, so he's kind of like DC's like Cloak
sure.
kind of character.
Mm-hmm.
And he also... In Geoff Johns' version of Justice Society, was a gay character.
Too many gay stuff.
I literally was just looking up the news, and I'm like, yeah, let me find all the gay news for Leander.
Can't deal with it.
It was... Yeah, so his story in
What about the straight people? Straight lives matter, too.
Straight lives matter, that's right. This is my last gay news, I promise. But in the Justice Society of America, the Geoff Johns version, which is amazing if you haven't read it, I'm waiting for it to get a new edition to order it into the comic book store at 30 North Main Street, Glassboro, New Jersey. But he was abused by his stepfather. He was then kind of possessed by like a different villain where he fought everybody using his darker darkness powers. And then he came out after that he was gay.
Mm.
And that was probably, off the top of my head, that was like 05, 06 kind of range. So... That's pretty cool.
Mm. Yeah.
It's interesting. I had a debate with a regular of the store. His name is Aiden. And we were discussing like Ghostbusters and all these gender swap
sure.
kind of things. And we were of the opinion that it's kind of like catch up in a way. Like, all these roles would have went to women.
Not catch up.
It's like catch up. Cats up.
Like catching up. You're like, what do you mean it's like catch up?
It's like catching up on the rolls and who gets what kind of
it's
roll.
It's like catch up on rolls.
Right, okay.
It's catch up on rolls. And really, that's all I wanted to say. Podcast over. No, we were saying a lot of the roles are now going to gay people, transgender, LGBT, and
people of color.
People of color. Like, it is kind of like catching up to the way the world should just be, damn it. But
yeah.
I think do you think it's a good thing or a bad thing? It almost feels like they're rushing it in a way.
Yeah, I feel like it's bad.
Because I know they just announced Ocean's 8.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's an all-female.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Another gender swap.
Yeah, right. I don't like gender swap or sexuality swaps or race swaps unless it's, like, even across the... Like, I don't want an all-woman. Like, sorry, that sounded really bad.
Wow.
You
weird.
I don't...
You're leaving. You scum.
Hashtag not all women.
I love it. I don't love it. I just
we're leaving.
We broke Olivia. Broke Olivia.
No, broken Olivia. No.
I mean, it just seems like it's too much. Like, why go to the extreme? Like, if the all male Ghostbusters wasn't right because of gender equality, why isn't all female? Like, it should just be a mixed, like, you know, it should just be a mixed group. Although I get it. There's a little bit of like you know how third world countries, so he's like, all right, you guys have to go from where you are straight to living green, energy efficient lives. And all the stuff that we, America, did, that we had time to mess up and enjoy in the meantime, you guys don't get to experience any of that stuff. You have to go straight to being perfect. So it's a little too much of like just forcing people to, like, if you have an all male cast, now it has to be all female, and it has to be the exact same thing that happened before, and you know, so.
It needs its own identity.
These
so it's a good thing in one way, and kind of a bad thing in another.
Yeah, I agree.
So I was saying I really have no interest in seeing this Ghostbusters movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's because it's gender swapped. I think it's because for so many years there was talks of a third Ghostbuster movie with the original cast, and it got bumped around so much that, like, that's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted that, and I never got it. And I think that's the biggest problem with this. Now, going forward, we'll see. With different things, like the Ocean movies. But, like, those Ocean movies aren't that great.
I just want a new Ghostbusters movie, and it doesn't have to be all women. And I'm totally fine if there were women on their team. And,
yeah,
you know, I'm,
like, one or two would have been
one or
fine.
Two. Even 3-1. I don't know. But, like, let it be natural fit that it happened to be those people that were the ones that came together.
It just felt very forced.
It felt very forced.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, the male had to be the secretary. I'm like, all right, people, we get it. We get it. Right, and he had, of course, be sexy looking and all that good stuff, so it's just unnecessary. So, yeah.
Should have been Rick Moranis again.
Rick Moranis, yes.
Yeah.
No.
Hashtag bring back Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just bring him back for anything, everything.
Anything, yes.
Just bring him back.
Bring him back.
So, yeah, Lance Hendrickson, pretty cool. Haven't thought of him in a while.
Nice.
I met him once, he's a nice guy. He was at, like, a horror con. He's done so many horror movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bad ones, too. Really bad ones. This is interesting. Flash is going to do a crossover episode with Supergirl, and it is going to be a musical crossover.
Stop it right
sure,
now.
Yeah,
I can't. I can't deal with it.
Why
it's
not?
Over. That will be the end of DC. We've already established it's going downhill, but...
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how
Grant
I feel
Gustin
about this.
Grant Gustin can sing.
Apparently, they all can sing.
What?
The one episode, the dad sang. I don't know that actor's name. The guy who plays
Joe. Yeah, Joe.
He sang, like, lounge singer sang. He was awesome.
In the Earth 2
that's
version
right.
of Joe.
And Flash was in Glee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
So.
Not Flash, but whoever the guy was.
Grant Gustin.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it's probably going to be fine as a musical presentation, but is it something we need? need or
absolutely
want.
Not.
No,
they're gonna do it.
Yeah, I guess there is a void after Glee, so we need something.
If it's like a standalone thing that you could take or leave, mm-hmm. I think it's fine. But if it's actually like things are going on that are super important to the plot, yeah. you're gonna resent that episode.
Oh yeah.
Like, even if it's, like, a whole episode, standalone, musical, and then at the end it's like, by the way, Grodd. It's
right.
Like, no, don't give me that at the end. You set that up the next one. I want to ignore this musical if I don't like it.
I feel like the only way it'll work as a musical is if they are battling a meta-human that, like, makes everybody
yes,
talk
that,
and
totally
singing.
All about that.
That would be
better.
Yeah.
I would be fine with that at that point, yes.
That would be
where,
so
like,
silly.
It actually makes
such
sense.
A weird power.
I don't know. That'd be pretty cool, actually.
It's
it would totally distract you if you hadn't seen the entire
Which
time.
Way did you go? Just follow the people singing. You'll find them.
That's very interesting.
I don't know how I feel about that, but I guess we'll wait and see.
Yeah.
And my final piece of news. Dolph Lundgren.
Uh-oh.
Yes, Dolph Lundgren. is going to play a character on Arrow in the flashback scenes. He will play a Russian named Kovar. So he's being Russian again, like he was in Rocky IV. I'm very excited for this.
Mm-hmm.
In the comics, Kovar was the hero known as Red Star for the Teen Titans. He got renamed as Starfire. Then when they created the female version of Starfire, he went back to Red Star again.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he hasn't been around because it's kind of like he's an extremely Russian hero? Like, it's almost like like he was created around, like, communism and things like that, and they're like, we're kind of not going to call him that anymore.
I see.
I think that's what it was.
Okay.
Yeah. That's interesting.
So he's just known as Kovar, which I guess is his name.
Mm-hmm.
His powers, alien tech, gives him super strength, speed, and energy power. And, flashback scenes. So, I don't know if that'll be good, but it's Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
And he's amazing. Because he was the Punisher once.
No. That show needs all the help it can get. So.
It is kind of getting rough.
Yeah. I've only seen the first season ever, so I don't know anything about it.
The first season's great.
Yeah. I don't know anything else beyond that.
Season and a half, really. And then beyond that, it's
it goes downhill.
You can,
yeah.
Like, there's great moments, but you gotta sit through a lot of crap to get to those moments.
No.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I really... And, like, Legends of Tomorrow, I just was never really into. I watched... I didn't even finish it yet. It's sitting on my DVR.
It was okay. But, like, watchable, but not amazing. Yeah.
And I know people love this whole Arrowverse that they've created.
Yeah, maybe Arrow is fine. I've seen... Oh, and Arrow's not good either. It's going down.
I think Flash is the only good one right
now.
Yeah. That's scary.
Because Flash has been good both seasons.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't seen Supergirl, though.
I haven't either.
I might have to catch up on the first season.
It's, like, been on in the background, and I've just kind of, like, no. I don't think it's for me.
Yeah.
Fact that it had one season and switched networks is not a good sign.
Yeah. Or it was so popular that it needed to go to the Flash universe. Maybe they didn't think it was going to be so popular.
Yeah, didn't they originally say it wasn't, and then they added
it? Yeah, they said it wasn't, so I think maybe they didn't know it was going to be successful, or... Enough people must have demanded it.
I think it was successful, but just not... What was it, on NBC or...
CBS.
Yeah. It just wasn't right for that.
Yeah, that's an interesting question.
Which, that's fine. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I think that was the case, yeah. I think if they had just canceled it right there, like, there would have been a lot of uproar about it.
Right.
Enough where the network switch over is the best option.
Yeah, look what happened to Constantine. Constantine was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And network... I don't understand network TV at all. I feel like they canceled everything that's good.
I don't watch TV, so...
I think Netflix is the way to go.
Netflix is on
like
it.
That.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Netflix original series have been, like, seriously crazy right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really cool. They're creating their own anime. Like, it's that crazy.
Yeah.
They create their own anime.
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's intense.
Yeah.
So...
Did you see the new Luke Cage trailer?
No, stop. Oh, it scared me. I thought I'd missed the whole show.
No.
No, I haven't seen the trailer yet.
They did, the villain's going to be Cottonmouth, which was, like, one of those weird snake people, I think. Like,
sure.
Serpent society. But now he's just, like, a gangster kind of character.
All right.
But it makes sense, because I think he has been kind of more of, like, a... Not a generic gangster,
mm-hmm.
but, like, more of, like, that...
Kingpin?
Yeah, kind of like that kind of a... not quite a goon, not quite the kingpin, mm-hmm. something in between, like a crime boss kind of character.
Sure.
And they showed him in the new one. So that should be kind of cool.
Gotcha.
And he was in Luke Cage originally, Hero for Hire comics back in the 70s.
This is Luke's first original series on Netflix that will be starting up.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a date for that?
November?
Yeah.
I believe it's November.
Later this year.
Okay.
Is it? I think it's after Strange, or like right before.
Yeah.
They're right next to each other.
Are they?
They're both November, I believe.
Do we expect any of this stuff on Netflix to ever make it to the big screen?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I think they should. In the Infinity,
they should.
The Infinity Gauntlet movie, whatever that happens, the Infinity War, where, you know, when you have a device like the Infinity Gauntlet on screen, where you can pretty much destroy everybody and then bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
Why not destroy everybody and then bring them back? Why not have these, like, hey, when it's balls to the wall, what's Daredevil going to do against Thanos? Well, let's see, because you can bring him back once Thanos crushes him. That's what I want, you know?
Yeah. Jessica Jones would go toe-to-toe.
Jessica Jones just punching him in the face like she doesn't give a shit?
Mm-hmm.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Smack talking. Yeah, be interesting.
It'll be good. I'm excited to see Thanos actually doing stuff on screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just being menacing in the background. It'll be good.
It'll be good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it for news. That's all I've got. You want to do reviews? I didn't bring a book.
What?
I'm the slacker this week.
Stop it. We can do a review and a mini review. How about we do a mini review?
You want to do a mini review?
A mini sewed.
A mini
sewed review.
So
what I want to talk about
is
Suicide Squad.
We can talk about
it. Yeah? Has everyone seen it?
No, but you can talk about it.
You seen it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just going to say that my prediction, I think, was true. That the movie was all about Harley Quinn from the very beginning. If Harley Quinn didn't make it as a good enough character, the whole movie wasn't going to make it. I felt like Harley Quinn was the main character for that movie. It was my personal feeling.
I'm going to have to disagree.
Oh, I like that.
It was definitely geared around Deadshot a lot.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
Because of Will Smith.
It's the whole, his daughter, his ex-wife, that whole thing. Yeah, they were, like, those two were definitely, like, more of the main characters.
Sure.
Yeah,
I would agree with you on that as well, but I don't know how much I feel. So, if Deadshot wasn't a good character, if Will Smith didn't play Deadshot well, would Harley Quinn's character still have, you know, carried the movie by herself, you know?
Which I think Will Smith did a really good job as Deadshot, actually.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised by that.
And I'm not as well versed in the DC universe, so I don't know much about it. I mean, I know the popular stuff, but even Deadshot's not popular to me. To me, Harley Quinn's more popular than Deadshot.
Oh, yeah.
To me, personally.
Mm-hmm. Deadshot's awesome.
Yeah. There was something, the flow was a little weird. It didn't quite,
I have something to say about the flow.
Oh, snap.
Like, which was...
Here we go.
Like,
she's getting hyped. She's getting hyped.
Me and Cliff kind of, like, sort of did, like, a review of it, but, like, I don't know. We didn't like the way it was shot on film, so we kind of scrapped it.
Okay.
But yeah, we definitely thought this all through. So, what I noticed about the pacing of the movie was, like, as soon as I picked up on it, then I realized, like, oh, it all makes sense. All right.
Mm.
So, guess what? It's exactly like a video game. If you watch the movie, like, it's almost as if they go to, like, next levels. Like, this battle, okay, stop. This battle, okay, stop. And then it's almost, that's, like, the whole pacing of the whole movie.
It's like a video game.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see that, actually. I don't know if it works, but that's how it was.
Yeah, like, once I saw it, I couldn't unsee it.
You're right, because ultimately it was down to the big boss battle. And
yeah,
you're right. You're right. Yeah.
So that whole commercialization of cross merchandising of the whole movie kind of worked to its detriment a little bit.
Yeah. I just think there were some hokey things, like at the very end when Deadshot was going to kill the lady at the very end, or was it her? I don't know who it was, but whoever it was. What was her name? The mystic lady who was like...
Enchantress.
Yeah. All right.
Enchantress seems like this million-year-old woman who, like, has powers and was trapped in whatever, in a vial or something, and now she's back out in the world. So her last line before she dies...
I've heard this from someone else. I'm already laughing.
Her last line is like, "You don't have the balls." I'm like, "I'm sorry, Enchantress from 20 million years ago. Is that your line? How is that your line? That's not very a line for, you know, someone who's a million years old."
Yeah.
It was too, like, modern, you know, the way that she said that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Overall, it was just a really... I think it was a weird-paced movie, even though now I understand about the video game. It really was Harley Quinn and Deadshot. That's fine. Joker was weird, but it wasn't bad, but it was weird. But I think they did a pretty good job of talking about Harley Quinn's backstory a little bit without going too far into it. You know, I think they didn't do too much with that, which is good.
Yeah, I heard a lot of complaints that there wasn't enough Joker, but I disagree with that.
I agree. That's not... it was fine the way it was.
Yeah, it was fine, like... I thought he was in it plenty for just his role in it and the whole thing. Like, I know Cliff thought, like, he just shouldn't have been in it at all. But I disagree with that because I feel like Joker and Harley Quinn just go hand in hand.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's hard for people who don't know about the comics or whatever to, like you said, disassociate that Harley Quinn is by herself without Joker.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it helps for them to see, like, what might have transpired as to why... there wouldn't even be a reason why she might be fighting alone, you know?
Yeah.
So, it gives you some backstory behind what happened there. So, I don't know. It was good. There were some very funny moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think Harley Quinn did most of the really funny moments, I think, personally.
Yeah.
Killer Croc, little too much with
Nobody
the, like...
knows why he was there.
Yeah, or why he's a rapper. So, it just didn't work for me. It didn't work for me at all. Who else? I mean, the fire guy was okay. No.
I wish they developed him more, actually. He ended up being a really good character at the end.
Yeah, he was.
Because we didn't know the extent of his powers until the very end.
Yeah, that was pretty intense.
And he kind of turned into Ragnaros.
Yeah.
And he just...
it was
pretty
awesome.
For some reason, like, he couldn't defeat Enchantress's brother, but somehow a bomb could.
Right.
It just, like, didn't make any sense there.
Yeah.
I kind of wish they let him kill him.
Yeah. What do you think about the actor who did the Black Lady?
Viola Davis?
Yeah, who played...
Amanda Waller.
What do you think of Amanda Waller?
She was good. She was a badass.
I thought she was a badass, too. Yeah. I thought she did a good job with Amanda Waller. That was the other character that actually surprised me, that I was actually so interested. The ending credit, though? Come on, give me a break. Are you kidding me? I thought it was too cheesy. I didn't like it. It was just like, what
is... So, they basically, like, discredited the whole movie. And just say, like, forget about Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
We're doing Justice League.
Yeah, that's pretty much what
that post-credit scene was.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
So... there's going to be no Suicide Squad 2, according to that whole post-credit scene.
Yeah, doesn't seem like it.
We're just going to do Justice League. Don't worry about this.
Yeah. End this now.
I got a team to
They go. Might still do Suicide Squad 2, but, you know, the way they made it seem, though, it's going to be very much underground and not interacting with the real heroes at all. So
I'd be surprised if they didn't do a solo Harley movie.
Yeah.
Maybe. I mean, with the Joker as is, it's possible.
They should. I mean, you look at Deadpool. Deadpool and Harley are the two characters that bring so many people in.
And Deadpool crushed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People just want fun movies.
Yeah, that's it.
Like, funny, entertaining, violent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Harley Quinn has all those things.
All roll up into one. So what would you get a score of 1 to 10? What would you give it?
Everything combined, I give it like a solid 6.8. There we go.
All right. I would give it a 5.5.
Whoa.
Which is more than half.
It is.
And a lot of those points are the soundtrack. It was really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And most of my points are for Harley Quinn, so. Yeah, and there you have it.
There it is. Another one
bites the dust,
I guess. Yeah. Well, thank you everybody for listening. We'll end here. Again, we're on Twitter, most of us. We're on Facebook, iTunes, CapesandScalesPodcast.com, CapesandScalesPodcast@gmail.com. I did that fireside chat. Don't forget to check that out. Superliminal Films on YouTube. We're on YouTube. Subscribe. Thumbs up our stuff because you love us. Doug, looking at you. Get on it.
He's actually looking at me.
Love you, Doug.
Your name's not Doug.
I don't even know you, Doug.
You're our favorite, Doug.
That's right. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.